Okay, so my name's Michaela Turner. I'm 14 years old. Today is November 28th. I'm speaking with William Roger Turner III, who is my father, and we are recording this interview in Platte City, Missouri. Okay, my first question for you is there anything you didn't tell me when I was younger that you want to tell me now that I'm older?
No, when I first had you, I've always said that I was going to tell you the truth, no matter how hard it would be. And I believe that I've kept that promise, and there's no need for me to tell you anything now that I didn't tell you when you were younger.
Okay, my next question is, when it comes to raising a child, what's the best advice you've ever received, and how did you apply that when you were raising me?
The best advice that I have ever received was to let a child be a child. Let them grow up at the age that they're in and don't rush them to grow up. Because once you get older, you're going to wish that you were young again. So I applied that to you by letting you do things that kids your age do. Letting you participate in athletics and hang out with your friends and just be a kid.
Okay. The next question is, are there things you wish you had done differently as a father?
No, I think that everything that I've done as a father has been within reason as far as, you know, how I was raised and me learning and growing and being in the military and seeing how other people raise their children. I've taken all of that, and I think I've raised you to be a wonderful young lady.
Okay. What do you enjoy most about being a dad?
What I enjoy most about being a dad is seeing you happy, seeing you be able to grow, hang out with your friends, participate in sports, run track. I enjoy spending time with you, watching you learn from your mistakes, and listening to you call me out on mine when I make my mistakes.
Okay. Were there any times where you had to make decisions for either yourself or me, and how did that impact you? What was going through your head when you made those decisions?
So, being in the military for 21 years, I've always found myself having to make decisions as far as where we were going to move when it was time for me to go to a different duty location. I've made sacrifices by always ensuring that you were able to go to the best schools. And be surrounded with the best people, positive influences in your life. That's about it.
Okay. Another question I have for you are, what are your dreams for me?
My dreams for you would be to see you graduate high school, continue on, go to college, graduate college in whatever degree that you want to do, and grow up, have a family, have a husband, kids. I would love to be a granddad in the next 20 years. No rush for that. And I would love for you to just be a productive member of society so you can give back to your kids and provide for them the way that I was able to provide for you while you were growing up.
Okay. Another question I have is, why did you raise me the way that you did? Was it like something that you like, did your family, did your mom and dad raise you the same way? Or did you feel like you should have changed some of the things that happened?
I raised you the way that I raised you. One, in part because when I was growing up, there were a lot of things that I wanted to do that my parents wouldn't let me do. So I think some of the choices that I made for you was because I couldn't do them as a child, so I wanted you to be able to do the things that I couldn't do as a child. I've also had a lot of friends and been around a lot of people who did things with their children that I didn't necessarily agree with, or they weren't the best parents that I thought they could be. So I said that I would never raise my child the way that I saw them raise their child. So that's why I raised you the way that I did.
Okay, and the last question I have for you is, what was one of the hardest moments you had being a father, and why was it hard for you?
I think the hardest moment of being a father was probably when I got custody of you. I picked you up that day, and you looked at me crying, those big pretty eyes, and you said, "Dad, I'm never gonna eat again." And I was like, okay. And we started driving down the road, and 5 minutes later, you was like, Dad, I'm hungry. Can you get me some McDonald's? And we stopped and we got McDonald's. I mean, it was hard, but it worked out.
Okay. Thank you for your time and answering those questions for me.
Thank you.